Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God we heard just a moment ago from Luke chapter 2, the words of the angels on that first Christmas night. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. This is God's word. I've seen a lot of memes, posts on Facebook from my many, many Christian and especially Lutheran friends reminding us of the church's value we place on Advent. It's not Christmas yet. I talked about that Sunday during the sermon for those of you who weren't here. I know a lot of you didn't make it because of the weather. Advent is the reminder that God comes to us. The word Advent, after all, means coming. God comes to his people. And that people to whom he comes is all people, the whole world. He comes to the world to bring what the angels sang about. He comes for the whole world that they might have peace. We heard in our first reading from Genesis chapter 12, the great promise God had made to Abram, later named Abraham, that through him all the families of the earth would be blessed. From Abraham would come the one who was born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ. Through Abram came Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus, all the peoples of the world, all the families of the earth are blessed because Jesus came for all. In him, John writes in our second reading, the love of God was made manifest. It could be seen. In the angel's words, he came to bring peace. I did a funeral earlier this year for one of our shut-ins. And this shut-in had a lot of difficulty speaking. And when I would go to visit her, I would always ask her if there was anything for which she would like me to pray. And she would always, without fail, ask me to pray. And with great strain, she would say it, pray for peace on earth. It's the sort of thing that maybe there was a time we used to kind of laugh at people who would ask for peace on earth. It was the sort of thing you ask beauty pageant contestants, right? What is it you want to see achieved in the world? Well, I would like to achieve peace on earth. One of those things that seems, sure, it's a great sentiment, but it can't really happen, can it? It can and does in Jesus. The peace that Jesus comes to bring is peace between heaven and earth. The angels, the beings from heaven, they sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth down here, peace among those with whom he's pleased. And it has pleased God the Father to send Jesus Christ to bring about peace for all. For all the families of the earth. For every person broken and beaten down by this world in which we live. To understand what that peace might look like, Jesus tells a parable later on in Luke's gospel. Luke is from which we get that great Christmas account we heard tonight, a portion of it, Luke 2, 8 to 20. It's later on in the gospel of Luke that Jesus tells a parable about a father and his two sons. A son who was wasteful. We call him the prodigal son. Took his inheritance, everything the father had given him, ran off and wasted it all. And then he finally crawls back to his father, figuring, I'll live as one of my father's servants. Perhaps my father will accept me that way. But the father didn't accept them that way, did he? No, the father didn't take his son back as a servant. He ran out to meet him, put a ring on his finger and a cloak on him, had the fattened calf killed out of joy that his son had come back. That was the peace that the father had with the son. And that is the peace that God has with you and with all. That is what God comes in Advent season to offer to the world. A peace that's undeserved. A peace that is extravagant and more than we could comprehend. Because you see, if it was us, and we were welcoming back our own prodigal children, we would probably be cautious. We would be happy, yes. Joyful, sure. But going all the way to give him the gold ring off your finger and to kill the fattened calf, that might be a little too much for us. Not so with the Heavenly Father. Not so with the one who gives his only son for you, for the whole world. That's the peace of which the angels sang. That is the peace which we as the church have to offer the world. That's the peace of Christmas. The one who comes to be the Savior, to bear the sins. God the Father doesn't put to death a fattened calf for us. He puts to death his son. He puts to death the one born in Bethlehem, the one of whom the angels sang. Our feast isn't roasted game over a spit as they might have had in celebration at that prodigal son's return. Our feast is the body and blood of Christ himself, given for you, shed for you, to give you peace. The world can't comprehend it. We can barely understand it. We receive it by faith. That God could love us so richly and deeply. That God would bless all the earth through this Jesus Christ. And so that's what we proclaim. That's our message this Christmas. That Jesus Christ has come and brought peace to you and to me. To all. We proclaim that love, that forgiveness, the extravagant riches of the Father's grace, given in the one of whom the angels sang. We join our voices in that song as well, don't we? We sing that song, and I'm cheating a little bit by using it in a text tonight. That song of which the angels sang, it's known in Latin as the Gloria in Excelsis. If you were here on Sunday, you notice we did not sing the Gloria in Excelsis because customarily during Advent, we eliminate that from our liturgy so that we can sing it with a little bit of renewed vigor and excitement on Christmas. It's kind of like we do with the Alleluias during Lent. But that song is always our song. Because whether we sing it in our liturgy or not, we come here week in and week out on Sundays or on Wednesdays or on Christmas Eve Tuesdays or New Year's Eve Tuesdays or Epiphany Mondays, whenever it might be. We come here because in Jesus Christ we find peace with the Father. Here we invite the world to come know peace with the Father through the one of whom the angels sing, the one who gives all of himself for you and for me. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.